Mesdames et messieurs, pour répondre à des questions concernant.
Ladies and gentlemen, to answer questions pertaining to assistance to victims of violence in the family, domestic violence, I'd like to say first and foremost that we have received no indication that someone was not able to avail themselves of any help provided by the state because of the lack of structures or because of the insufficiency of places for care. Regionally and locally, there are 777 institutions, some of which are created by local administrations. They are created in the light of real existing needs, and others are funded by public funds. In addition to that, there are call centres, 612 regionally and locally, 3 nationally, and that includes a national centre for toll-free calls created this year. The domestic violence policy is implemented through a programme, a dedicated programme covering 2014-2020, which is a follow-up to the 2012-2016 programme to combat domestic violence. It required, it needed to be updated, hence the change. In the context of these programmes, we organise awareness-raising initiatives targeting a broad audience. For example, since the 1st of March 2017, we've been implementing the media campaign, I Choose Help, is what it's called. There's an internet site and TV programmes, and all of this to raise awareness as to violence, to ensure that people do not tolerate violence. With regards to the rights of persons with disabilities, we have ratified the convention, the CRPD. It took us a number of years to think about it and to bring our laws into line with the provisions of the CRPD. But the government is striving to implement the implementation of the CRPD and to adopt new solutions to ensure that people with disabilities enjoy better living standards conditions. To give you an example of what we've been doing in this vein, we've been working on the strategy for persons with disabilities. This strategy is currently being developed. We've also developed this strategy will cover all areas falling within the scope of the CRPD, but we will stress in particular health education, accessibility education, and employment. This strategy will be implemented through a number of activities and programs. To give you an example, in the area of labour or work, it will be implemented through the National Programme for the Employment of Persons with Disabilities. The last point I'd like to raise to address is the situation of women, and in particular, women on the labour market. We ensure that there is equality of treatment, and these guarantees are in line with the European Union rights or standards. In addition to that, we have programmes to support women in the workplace and to make it easier for them to have access to the workplace. We've stressed in the last few years the need to provide a proper work and life balance, particularly by providing childcare and preschool education. With regards to pay, wages, the difference between the wages of women and wages of men in Poland is among the lowest difference in the European Union, the wage gap, that is. The trend is that this gap is being further reduced, in fact. According to recent research in 2021, it is forecast that there will be no difference between female and male pay. Despite this encouraging outcome, we are nevertheless still organising awareness-raising campaigns targeting employees and employers. Thank you very much.